Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources in Fulton County. Well, on today's show, I'd like to discuss the week's planting progress and also a little bit about managing broadleaf weeds in your home lawns. However, I'd first like to start off by inviting the public to join our office at an outdoor open house on Friday, May 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the front lawn of the Robert Fulton Ag Center in Wauseon, across from the Fulton County Fairgrounds. The purpose of our open house is primarily to meet Fulton County's new 4-H Youth Development Educator for OSU Extension. Her name is Sarah Lewis, as well as our other staff that have been working here at the office throughout the pandemic. Additionally, the public can learn about the programs and services offered by OSU Extension. Well, we've had several questions come into the office in the last week regarding weeds in home lawns. Some people enjoy having weeds like dandelions in their lawn, and others do not. Either is okay by me, but let's take a little bit of time to talk about managing those dandelions and other broadleaf weeds in your home lawn, should you be interested in getting rid of them. Dandelions can be managed and eliminated in several ways. First and foremost, it's suggested to increase your lawn density with a good fertilizer program so that dandelions have to compete with a healthy lawn just to get established. Secondly, if you only have a handful of dandelions, you may just opt to handful them, being sure to remove the entire taproot of this biennial plant. Ideally, this should be done before dandelions flower, and certainly before the pretty yellow flowers go to seed. Another option, of course, is to choose to spot treat the weeds with a ready-to-use herbicide available at a local hardware store. The final management option is to treat the entire lawn with a herbicide that's so labeled. The most often used product is 2,4-D and sometimes premixes that will include two additional active ingredients. One of those is called MCPA and the second is dicamba. For a homeowner, the simplest product to use is in a granular formulation impregnated on fertilizer. And then usually that can be applied with a basic fertilizer spreader. However, you must be sure to apply the product when the grass is wet and has sufficient sunlight to activate the herbicide. Another option is to hire a professional lawn care service to do this entire lawn herbicide treatment. They'll most likely use a liquid formulation of the herbicide for an even more effective treatment. Whether you apply the herbicide in granular form or you hire someone to do so, be sure to follow the re-entry interval time listed on the label for children, adults, and pets. Usually this time period is 24 hours for lawn care products or until the lawn is dry. These treatment options will apply to most other broadleaf weeds like chickweeds, plantains, curly dock, and spurge, just to name a few. If weeds are quite prevalent throughout the lawn, a second treatment may be necessary this fall. So those are your options for controlling dandelions and other broadleaf weeds this spring. If you have other questions, you're welcome to contact me at the OSU Extension Office, 419-337-9210. Switching gears a little bit to row crop planting progress. Each week I email a handful of farmers across Fulton County townships to see their planting progress. While yesterday's light rain kind of brought things to a halt, this week's reports indicate that approximately 30% of the corn in our county has been planted and around 10% of the soybeans. Wheat has been identified as primarily good to excellent in its crop rating. As compared to 1 week ago, when we had less than 5% of both corn and beans planted, that progress was quite significant last week, riding on the backs of good field conditions last Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. As far as soil temperature is concerned, OSU's Northwest Ag Research Station in Custer reports 58 degree soil temperature at 2 inches deep, while the nearshore Lake Erie water temperature off the Toledo Bay is 54 degrees, again for Lake Erie. Wasion reports growing degree days, or an accumulated growing degree days, at 291 as of yesterday. For reference, corn requires 120 growing degree day units to accumulate after planting in order to germinate and emerge. Any growing degree days that are accumulated prior to planting do not count. So keep those things in perspective. We do have enough heat units, of course, to emerge or germinate corn and beans. And we do have corn and soybeans emerge in the county, albeit on only a few acres. I want to wish good luck to producers as you continue your spring field work and be safe as you travel the roads. Please be sure that your slow-moving vehicle signs are shined up and flashers are working for the safest travel up and down the road this spring season. Give assured clear distance to autos and get to the side where you can. And automobile drivers, please be aware that large equipment will be traveling our country roads more this month. Do your part to give farm equipment the space it needs to stop, turn, and travel down our roads. Farm equipment travels at approximately 25 miles per hour down the road, so you can encroach very quickly when traveling in a car at highway speeds. Be aware and slow up in plenty of time so that we all can avoid roadway accidents this season. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of OSU Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker for for Extension Connection on 96.1 WMTR. Have a great week, Fulton County.